This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Good evening, Haney, 105.7 The Fan. News from the nest here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Vinny's out to one winning drive. Colts and Ravens coming up at one. Joint practice there. 2 days away from the preseason opener at M&T Bank Stadium. Zach Orr, Ravens DC, met with the media yesterday after practice and talking about Zaire Alexander, you know, former Pro Bowler, all pro for the Packers, you know, teammate of Lamar's at Louisville. Coming in and, you know, maybe you're knocking a little rust off here during camp.
Nah, I mean, he's been out here. I mean, obviously, you know, he didn't want to rush him back, but he's been out here every day besides the one day that he got his knee drained. But he brings energy, man. He goes. He competes, you know, and we need that. So I can't tell that he hasn't played since November just watching him. I mean, he has elite coverage skills and ball skills. He's been a great addition to our room. So, you know, obviously we're being smart working him back, but he's been out here asking, doing everything we've asked him to do. So been pleased with him.
Yeah, and if he stays healthy, the track record speaks for itself. He's a productive player on the field, got ball skills when he is on the field. But, you know, Green Bay, for instance, is a contending team. They've got deep in the playoff hopes out there at Lambeau Field, and you would think you'd like to keep a guy like him around. There was some sort of contract impasse, I guess, that was reached, and now he's here in Baltimore. But, no, I'm expecting more from Alexander going back to the Orioles than I was for Grayson Rodriguez, saying like in May. But if you can get 15 games out of him, that's a nice little bonus, if you will, for the Ravens here in 2025 and for Zach Orr and Chuck Pagano.
I think you're operating under the assumption that he is going to miss some time. You kind of have to. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. You signed him for what, $6 million? He's here on an absolute steal of a deal. All indications from seeing or hearing what's going on in training camp is that he seems energized by the change of scenery. Everything sounds good, but there is that whole knee getting drained thing. And Vinny even talked about it, saying that, well, that's not just something to brush to the side, even though he was back the next day. It is an indication that something's being irritated. So I think he's going to miss a few games this year. Just a matter of, are they going to be one-off here and there? Or is it going to be a string of three or four in a row? And really, overall, with the way the Ravens' depth looks in the secondary, they're not leaning on Alexander to be one of their top guys. They didn't bring him in to be a top guy. He was just a tack-on additional depth piece that could put them over the top. So I think at the very least, all signs are pointing to that being the case so far.
And we're going to hear more from Zach. We're talking about that secondary depth. Owuzie is part of that equation as well. another oft-injured guy. But look, Brandon Stevens was removed from the equation. Those two, the upside, health permitting, appears to be greater, we would think. But here's Zach Gore, speaking of the secondary. All right, you're stout in the back end. Are you comfortable enough with that depth and that performance potentially to blitz it up a little bit more?
I think so. I think definitely, when you have DBs, when all of them can cover like that and they cover well, it opens up a lot for us up front, man. Whether it's bringing pressure, whether they're getting four-man games, it allows us to do a lot of different things. And it's just not man coverage, even zone coverage as well. Those guys are real versatile players. They're real smart players, and they got ball skills. So you want to switch it up. You don't want to just be a man all the time as well.
So there's potential there to be a little bit more creative / aggressive in regards to getting to the quarterback. But I guess it's all going to have to play out too, Nolan, in regards to whether or not. Look, Marlon Humphrey coming up a big year. I mean, young veteran. I mean, Marlon's not even 30 yet. But, year older. Nate Wiggins going into his second season. A lot of expectations there. But you have Kyle Hamilton, Malachi Starks, who we love, but he's a rookie. And then with Bo Braid, TJ Tampa, what sort of depth are you working with at the safety position as well? So we think on paper, the potential is pretty strong in the secondary, but I would assume that Zach Gore and Chuck Pagano want to see it play out before they start getting real, like, Buddy Ryan crazy with the blitz schemes and such.
Oh, yeah. But with how much they've been emphasizing turnovers, it's not a surprise to me at all that they're would toy with the idea of getting after the quarterback a little bit more. And blitzing, you're going to have to do it. I mean, it's part of the game. And if you do have the strong secondary, I see the direct benefit there. But I really think the only thing that's going to take this defense from good to really good to truly elite is their ability to develop one, maybe two, guys that could get after the quarterback blitz unassisted. Like, what does the front four look like? Just standard rush. No additional blitz or anything like that. Because the Ravens have had sack totals the past couple years, but I don't think they've had a guy that can just consistently win one-on-one. Or they don't get consistent results just rushing four. They have to get creative to do that. And I think that's something that separates them from other elite defenses in the league.
Now, you mentioned the sack totals 2 years ago. They had a lot of guys contributing to a team that led the NFL in sacks. And the win rate, as we use these next generational stats, was high. Last year, second in sacks, but win rate was in the 20s. So, I mean, you get to the quarterback, great. But do you apply enough pressure to really make things uncomfortable for opposing offenses? And getting back to the secondary, we mentioned Alexander, Unawuzie, and the young guys. So how you feeling about your defensive backfield there, Zach Orr?
I think they're in a real good spot, man. It's a real close group. We're able to move those guys around, and they're able to transition seamlessly, man. So it's good, man. I think you guys have been out here. You see them make plays, and our offense is not an easy offense to go against. It's not an easy cover, and we made our fair share of plays. So I think the secondary is in a good spot. I think if you ask any of those guys, we're not where we need to be at. We're not where we want to be at. So that's the goal, man. Keep out here getting better. So when it's time to kick it off, we're ready to roll.
Hey, look, knock on for Micah here. How many years prior to given season when the experts do their positional rankings and the Ravens secondary was always one, two, or three, and by midseason, injuries have destroyed them? Or lack of performance last year with Marcus Williams in particular. If they can stay healthy, oh yeah, sky's the limit. But man, that reality of football, the physical nature of it, always seems to do some serious damage to them. Jimmy Smith, we were putting him in Canton. Boy, if he could just stay healthy, just rare occasion that he was. And yeah, injuries have always seemed, that position in particular, to really kick him in the short ones there.
And did we not just get done talking about Alexander and Awuzie in an injury context? Basically saying that that's their calling card, or at least recent history shows that they're going to miss some time. So we can commend Eric DaCosta for building that depth. I will, especially for a move like Alexander. But at the same time, if you're kind of banking or saying that this is going to be the group from game one to game 17, you're lying to yourself. At least one of these guys is going to miss somewhat significant time. And depending on who goes down, if you lose multiple guys, it could get really detrimental really fast. That's just been what's happened the last couple of years. So I'm almost hesitant to bring up the fact that they have a really stacked secondary because, like you said, it's not the first time we've said that, and not once has that come to fruition.
Let's not forget Ardarius Washington already starting the season on PUP with the Achilles injury. We'll come back. How about we count some dough? A little buy or sell, turn it up Tuesday, and we'll talk some sports, obviously, as the Little League World Series is going on as we speak. Ravens and Colts getting it on out in one winning drive in about less than an hour, and they got preseason football's already started, really getting it going here this weekend. Mike Axisa, we'll talk about baseball. Dog days of August. Well, the Orioles have been dogs here in 2025. Is there still hope that this is just a one-year aberration and then next year? I've said it all along. The Orioles of 25 or the Blue Jays of 24. If you look at the standings right now, the Blue Jays are in first place. Can the Orioles do this next year? I'm getting myself confused, Nolan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademark used with permission.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Turn it up Tuesday here on The Fan. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. You want to allow, we'll play it for you. Send your request. Plaza for text line at 410-583-1057. Orioles at Philly tonight. Game two of this series. Orioles get clobbered. Close game turned into a rout. Ravens taking on the Colts in less than an hour. Just no injuries, right? Want people to perform well for both sides, but you don't want anyone to get hurt. 2 days from today is the preseason opener, and then September 7th, kickoff big time as the Ravens open in Buffalo, taking on the Bills. Two teams in very similar situations trying to get over that Kansas City hump, but got plenty of sports, Nolan. Let's count some dough here, shall we? A little by yourself.
Auditioning for the opening on Mad Money next week. They need a fill-in host. We'll see what we can do. Okay. It's red across the board. I guess that means sell. I don't know. Do what you want with your money.
right.
See, this is what I like about the stock market. You could, like sports, you could spin it. Like a good spin zone here, right? So we see, oh, it's red across the board. Everything down today. I could present that to you. And then I could tell you that Under Armour is down, but it's down a penny. Well, it's not really alarm setting, but it is down.
Let's be honest. Only people that actually have real money invested in the stock market care. Like, I've got pennies and a couple of trinkets and I think a shoe in the stock market. Not enough that it's life-changing for me.
Connect your money dots. And big shoe. That's a big mistake.
Anyway, Under Armour.
NASDAQ's down 74. Yeah. S&P 500 down 22. Mentioned Under Armour down just a penny. DraftKings, our other popular one here, is down 36 cents.
All right.
Sports topics. Dean Kramer, he's on the mound tonight against the Phillies. Going to be his 23rd appearance of the season. And this year's played out really in typical Dean fashion. A very rough start. Finally settling in for a good month of May and June. July, a slight step back, but overall his numbers pretty much where they've been his entire career. ERA of 4.27, lots of home runs along the way, but he's also sitting at 126 innings pitched, roughly where he's topped out multiple times before. His career high remains 172, that was back in 2023. So buy or sell, Bob, Kramer will end up surpassing his career high in innings pitched this year.
If he pitches like he did his last couple of starts, probably not. As long as he hits the post every fifth day, it'll give him a chance, and that's all we're worried about right now, Nolan. We'd like him to pitch well. Don't want him to get hurt. But, you know, if it weren't for him blowing the four-run lead a couple weeks ago and then 3-0, Orioles would be on like a 12-game winning streak right now. It's all his fault. But I'll buy that as a chance. I'll sell that he gets it. How's that sound?
Sounds good to me.
I flip-flopped.
Today's joint practice between the Ravens and Colts, now a staple of the NFL preseason. Teams putting almost more value in these practices than they do the actual preseason games. But one other common theme that we see often with the joint practices is fighting. Every year, you're guaranteed to see at least a few videos on social media of teams going at it. And at times, it seems to be the product of multiple days of buildup. Guys get after it, they have a lot of time to sit on it, stew about it, talk amongst each other, and then they want to retaliate the next day. So we'll see what happens in a one-day environment between these two teams. Buy or sell, Bob, we will see things get a little chippy, at least one fight today between the Colts and Ravens.
I'll buy it. As long as it doesn't escalate into a brawl. And neither Coach Steichen or obviously John Harbaugh want that to happen. But I could see grappling, maybe a wrestling to the ground sort of thing. So, yeah, I'll buy it. I mean, if it was, last Tuesday, in like 99 degrees? Today it's more in the low 80s, a little overcast. I mean, if it was percolating temperature-wise, we would probably see like a battle royale or a summer slam on the heels of wrestling a couple of days ago. But yeah, I'll buy that there's going to be a scrape out there, at least one.
Back to the Orioles. They walked away from their series against the Cubs with two losses, but along the way, actually did manage to keep one of Chicago's top bats in check. Talking about Pete Crow Armstrong, was held to just one hit in those three games, struck out seven times, actually. Far from what he's shown himself to be this year, where really he's a top three favorite for National League MVP. 27 homers, 29 stolen bases, so he is within that striking distance of the elusive 40-40 club, something that's only happened six times in MLB history, though it has happened twice in the last 2 years. Buy or sell, Bob, PCA will finish strong enough to reach that milestone.
Yeah, I'll buy it. I mean, the track record of 25 has been strong. What I didn't realize watching that series over the weekend, how, let's just say, he doesn't like making outs. He likes to bang things. Did you see the one little episode in the dugout where he got called out on a call third strike, goes in, starts bashing away David Ortiz style, and he's slamming helmets and all of this? Very emotional PCA when he makes an out. Nobody likes to bang an out.
Hard to take him. He has kind of a baby face, too. It's hard to take him serious.
You ever seen Little Big League, the movie, before?
I have not.
Oh. I don't think I have either. But either way, the mom in Little Big League is his mom in real life.
Oh.
So PCA's two parents are both actors.
There you go.
Actors, singers, maybe. And something.
So are you saying the dugout antics are a little...
spoiled bratty?
Well, over the top, maybe a little embellished.
I thought the first one was... I mean, Gunnar slams his stuff all over the place. But the dugout, even the couple of the guys that were kind of standing there were kind of smirking at his antics. Like, dude, calm down.
Let's see here. We'll close with this topic. The 2025 NFL Hall of Fame class was just enshrined this past weekend. Now look ahead to next year, the first-time eligible players, headlined by Drew Brees and Larry Fitzgerald. Both of them expected to get in on the first ballot. And for Brees in particular, makes things interesting at quarterback because it seems to me, I don't know if there's a hard rule on this, but the voters, the committee for the Hall, likes to kind of keep it to one quarterback at a time. It's been a few years since our last one. I think Peyton was the last quarterback to get in, but they don't want like a Drew Brees and a Phillip Rivers going in the same year, for example. Both are eligible next year. Throw in Eli Manning, who was eligible this year, didn't make it in. He's the subject of, you know, debates already. Ben Roethlisberger, a year after next, will be eligible. So, bit of a logjam brewing here. Buy or sell, Bob, that logjam will force Eli Manning to wait at least 4 more years to get in.
Wow, 4 more years. I'll sell that it takes 4 years to get in, but Brees, Eli, Rivers, well, Rivers replaced Brees and then San Diego. Eli was drafted by San Diego to be the replacement for Drew Brees. And then he wound himself out of that, wound up in New York. If Rivers would have won a Super Bowl, he'd be going in first ballot. And that's why Brees will get in, and he's got a ton of, you know, benchmark stats. He'll get in and Rivers won't. They'll all three get in. Question I have to reverse. Does Rivers or Eli, who waits longer of those two? Because Roethlisberger is probably getting in first ballot.
Right.
Who waits longer, Rivers or Eli Manning?
That's an interesting one. Because I think with Rivers, everyone can acknowledge that he is a Hall of Famer. He's just not first ballot. But it's hard to argue against him being in. With Eli, you could argue against him being in at all. I mean, that's the whole debate. The two Super Bowls doing all the heavy lifting there.
Yeah. Hey, Jim Plunkett won 2 rings. And yeah, was MVP of one of them. I think what helps Eli's cause is he beat Tom Brady in his 2 Super Bowls, including the the undefeated 2017. And if New England would have won that game, especially by the 15 points, whatever it was, we'd be talking about them as the greatest team in the history of football. Now they're just another team in a long line of really good ones who didn't win the championship. We'll come back. Well, the Orioles aren't winning no championships. Mike Exesa is going to remind us of that, even if you have delusions. I don't even think the Orioles creep to 500, to be totally honest with you. But it is what it is. They have to play out the schedule. But Mike will talk about that. And who is the most disappointing team in the league as we're now into the month of August? And what's going on in New York with the Yankees? Aaron Judge is coming back tonight. But how fast?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Active is he going to be? But right now, let's talk some baseball. Orioles at Philly tonight, taking on Kyle Schwarber, and the Phillies broke out the whipping sticks late against that hapless and beleaguered Orioles bullpen. From CBSSports.com, he's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show Mike Exesa. Mike, good afternoon. How are you feeling today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing all right. Not to harken back too much to the trade deadline of a couple of weeks back, but you guys at CBSSports.com weren't real kind to the birds and Mike Elias when it came to the trade deadline grades. And for those who may not have read it, and I can't believe our audience would not read it, but explain why they got a Bob Haney 10th grade grade when it came to the trade deadline and everything that went along with it.
Yeah, it really is. It's a grade for like for the entire season up to this point, and really the things that led to them having to trade away players to the trade deadline. You know, the Orioles, they should be in the race this year. They shouldn't be selling away their relievers and all their rentals at the trade deadline. And I'm not the biggest prospect guy. I don't know how well they did in those trades, but from what I understand, they did more. It's kind of like these quantity over quality trades. They didn't get that one great prospect. They got two or three good prospects, and Elias has done that in the past, and that's how he started the rebuild, and that's kind of what he had success doing. So I'm not going to doubt him on that front, but the Orioles having to trade away players, that's like, this is like deeply embarrassing for the organization, that you have all this young position player talent. The pitching was horrible. I mean, you could see it coming into the season that there was some risk here, and it went about as poorly as possible, and now you're selling when you should be, you know, this should be like, if you look 2 years ago and you said the 2025 Orioles would have to sell at the trade deadline, you'd be like, oh my goodness, what in the world happened? So that was the biggest factor in our grading. It wasn't so much that, well, they did horrible with these trades. You know, I have no idea, but they seem like they did pretty okay there. It's just the circumstances that led them to this.
Yeah, and F, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, which was failing for sure. But with Mike Elias, and for the record, Mike, I was against the dismissal of Brandon Hyde, because now Elias is going to have to hire a new manager, and I would assume that he'll be on some sort of hot seat heading in to this offseason. But, you know, the bullpen is in total shambles, and there's no real, who knows what's going on with Batista with the shoulder, and Cano's taking two steps backwards, et cetera, et cetera. Your rotation, Grayson Rodriguez is out for the rest of the year, and granted, it's not Tommy John, but if you're penciling in for 20 starts next year, you're lying to yourself. So how big of an offseason, forget about bringing in another bat or two to supplement the lineup, for Elias to bring in pitching, whether it's trades, free agency, and correct me if I'm wrong, there aren't any Garrett Crochet-like prospects available for trade. So if you're trying to pull the trigger there, he's got to spend some dough.
Yeah, I mean, who knows how the trade market's going to develop in the offseason. You know, you never really know. Like, who thought Kyle Tucker was going to get traded? So you don't know. We'll see what happens when we get there, but you're right. There's not much pitching coming internally. Certainly no one you're going to say, okay, this guy's going to give us 25 starts next year and we're going to be comfortable with that. So for the Orioles to improve their pitching, they're going to have to do like two things that Elias is not comfortable doing, and that's spend money and or trade prospects. You know, he just doesn't like to do those things. But how else do you do it? You know, you can't go sign 37-year-old pitchers to one-year contracts and just keep doing that every offseason. It's just not going to work. We saw it this year with them, and yeah, this is probably the worst case scenario, but that's just not something that's going to work long term. And rebuilding the bullpen, like, we see bullpens are so volatile. Like, you know, the best bullpen in baseball 1 year could be mediocre the next. That's a little bit easier of a fix, but the rotation, there's just not many innings there to be had. the start of the free agent market is not really great. It's not deep. There's no like Gerrit Cole or top flight starter like that available this offseason. So you're kind of looking at guys who are more second and third tier kind of starters. And, you know, it's going to take a lot of work. They don't need just like one pitcher to kind of help them. They need almost like an entire rotation. Right. Most of a bullpen, it's a lot of work.
Mike Exesa, CBSSports.com. So we know the woes of the Orioles here for sure. And injuries have had a lot to do with it. And, you know, guys like Kowser taking a step back and et cetera, et cetera. But Minnesota, they look like the 27 Yankees against the Orioles this year. 6-0, they had the 13-game winning streak, and now they've really flatlined over the last couple of months, and they sold pretty much everyone outside of Harmon Killebrew and Tony Oliva, it looks like. But yeah. What the hell happened to the Twins? Why did they go from riding so high to, oh my God, the White Sox are kind of breathing down their necks a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, you go back 2 years, the Twins were in the postseason, they won a postseason series for the first time in like 20 years or whatever it was. And it looked like this, maybe they weren't going to be like a top flight World Series contender every year, but it looked like they were going to have some staying power and contend for a few years. And that just hasn't happened. And they did get hit pretty hard by the regional sports network thing. They lost some money there in ownership, whether it was a valid reason or they just took that as an opportunity to cut payroll. And so payrolls come down despite, you know, this team that looked like it was ready to contend 2 years ago. And I do give the front office some credit because they acted decisively. They could have kind of strung this along and kind of sold off their rentals and not really done anything, but they traded Duran, they traded Griffin Jacks, they traded their guys who had some control there and got better prospects in return because of it. So I guess give the front office credit for doing what needed to be done. But it really is a shame that, especially the fan base, like that fan base has been waiting for a winner for so long, and they finally got a team that looked good and had young players they could build around, and now 2 years later, they're kind of tearing it down, and especially in that division, because that division is like so winnable. I know the Tigers are good, and they look like they're going to be that team to beat in that division for a while, but geez, like you could have made a run at them, and instead they're tearing it down, and they're going through yet another rebuild here.
What's going on with the Braves this offseason? Lost a year for them. Got off to the 07 start. Actually got over 500 at one point. Tons of injuries there. Austin Riley just went on the IL. Acuna got hurt again. Whispers, I guess, Mike, you know better than me, that Snicker could be hanging it up here. What about Atlanta? I mean, how do they regroup after what has been a colossal dud of 2025?
Yeah, you know, the injuries really kind of just done them in, because their entire opening day starting rotation is on the 60-day injured list right now. All five of their guys are hurt, and there's no level of depth that can overcome that. You just can't do it. And you look at the roster, they're core. Ronald Acuna, Ozzie Albies, Riley, Olsen, those guys are young enough and signed affordably enough that they could contend next year. This is not a team that's staring down a long rebuild now. They have the pieces, most of the core in place to contend. So they do need to pitch. They need more pitching, obviously. I mean, every team needs pitching, but they really need it because some of these injuries are going to extend into next season. And I don't think it's a situation where they're in serious trouble and you're kind of seeing the last legs of this team as a contender. I think they're still young enough there and they're still signed long-term. You know, these guys are making so little money compared to what they're worth on the open market that there should be financial flexibility there to spend some money, get some pitching, and make a run next year. The trouble for them is the Mets and Phillies are pretty good, so you're in a tough division there. But you got three wild card spots, so I think the Braves should be better next year. And depends on what they do in the pitching thing. I don't think you're going to see a situation where they start trading away Acuna and Riley. Those guys are there for the long haul, I think.
Mike Exesa, CBSSports.com. Mike, last thing for you. New York Yankees, will they make the playoffs? Explain yes, why, no, why?
I think so. I know things aren't looking great right now, but I think they'll get the bullpen figured out. They made a lot of trades at the deadline, and I kind of trust them to figure out bullpens because they've done it the last few years. And it's kind of a pattern of the Yankees the last 4 or 5 years. They start great. They look like the best team in baseball. Then June hits, and they have these two terrible months, and then they just kind of get things situated in August and September and do what they need to do to get there. And they're getting Judge back tonight, and he only missed 10 days, but still, that's a pretty big guy to get back. And I think they'll get the pitching figured out. I'm not as confident as I would normally be in that because they've looked so bad the last few weeks. I think they're going to hang on, and I think it's going to go like right down to the final weekend, though.
Mike Exesa, CBSSports.com. Mike, always appreciate your time. Enjoy the rest of your Turn It Up Tuesday. We'll catch up with you soon.
Yep, sure thing.
You got it, Mike Exceso. We'll come back, reset the program for you. NFL lunch coming up 1 o'clock. American League East report at 1:15. What happened in the division last night? What's going on today? Updated standings. And then Jeffrey Chedia, NFL.com. Talk about what's going on in the AFC West. He covers the Kansas City Chiefs, and they are the defending AFC champions. But have the Chargers and the Broncos, they closed the gap a little bit. And are we sleeping on the Raiders? Just talking to Mike Exceso Nolan about the Orioles, and he gives them an F, not necessarily because of the prospects and the trade volume that they got. The fact that they're even cleaning house at this point in time, as opposed to adding to a contending team, kind of gets them a failing grade. And I'm thinking it's not inappropriate. Now, if these prospects or some of them turn out to be contributors, so be it. But this isn't what we envisioned from the Orioles. Going back to, say, mid-February when they hit Sarasota.
No, and we've been watching it on a daily basis. I mean, we've been seeing the disappointment after disappointment, and whether it's the little things or the big things. I mean, you can talk about the injuries. You can talk about players like Colton Cowser, who's also injured, but still not living up to what we thought he was going to be. It's just been one thing after another. But when you watch a team on a daily basis, I often find myself getting more upset with the little things, like Jordan Westbrook getting picked off the other day. You know, Jackson Holliday seemingly getting picked off once a week. Colton Cowser, we know the strikeouts are up. I feel like at this point, more than half of them, he's watched fly by him. He's not even taking the bat off his shoulder. These are non-competitive at-bats. So as dire as the situation looks from a national perspective, those that are viewing the Orioles from outside saying, what the hell is going on here? It's even worse when you see it close up.
Yeah, and it's been a season in which you get this slight glimmer of hope. Oh, a six-game winning streak. Oh, they're 7 games under 500.
That was fun.
They're 6 out of the wild card. They've been buried in last place for a long, long time. Now, you've got the Twins and the Rays, teams that have been flatlining here. Cleveland kind of hit the skids for a minute, but they've turned it around. I mean, the Orioles, with a competitive month or month and a half, could have moved up a little bit, but they are a team right now. They are who their record says they are. They're a below 500 team by double digits. We thought the offense was starting to bust out a little bit, and they'd have to win these slugfest kind of games, get ready for the 3.5-hour Oriole game. But starting with that Cubs series, the offense has kind of went into slumberland here.
Yeah, no, and even last night it looked like early on, okay, we got something going here. You're getting O'Neill with a home run. Feels like a good night, you know, and Tyler O'Neill's going yard, setting the tone. Maybe good things are in order here. And Povich didn't look half bad in his first game back. And you see how fast it unravels. And it goes back to the whole bullpen point when it's musical chairs out there with all the names that they're putting in this bullpen. It's changing on a daily basis. And if you're expecting better results, well, better than an 8 spot in the 6th inning, I would certainly hope so. But like, it's not going to be that much better. I mean, we're going to see more of what we saw last night in these next 2 months. It's just inevitable. When you have a bunch of names out there who, quite frankly, shouldn't be in a major league bullpen, these are the results you're going to get. And you want to celebrate a home run or a power surge here and there by the offense, what good is it when your bullpen is just going to tear it down?
Now, for me personally, of course, I want the Orioles to win. Mm-hmm. You know, born and raised an Oriole fan. But looking more at, all right, can Cowser get hot for 8 weeks? Can Gunnar continue to hit as well as he's hitting and maybe add some home runs to the equation? And, you know, Adley's hit the ball well going to the opposite field. I mean, he's getting his doubles. I mean, you know, he's never going to be Johnny Bench when it comes to the homers, but he can get his share. Let's just see some of these young guys start to do what they have to do. But you played a cut from Manzolino during one of the updates about Povich, and we were talking about this a couple hours ago, Peter Schmuck. Manzolino, well, when Povich came out of the game, he didn't walk off the mat. You took him out of the game. Let him. This is what this part of the season's all about, seeing him. Can he win matchups against righties? Can he get himself out of a jam? You're not pitching for the pen anymore. We're looking now. It's big picture scenario. Can Cade Povich get himself out of a jam that he may or may not have created for himself? You know, less than 100 pitches, which is the magic number. He didn't come out of the game going, all right, here's the ball, Skip. See, I'm going to go take a shower. You took him out of the game, and Povich himself said after the game, I would have loved to have pitched in that situation.
Well, they were saying that they wanted to take him out after the fifth.
No.
When he was in the 80s. And he had to fight to stay in just or go back out for the sixth. So at that point, you know it's a short leash. And what the whole explanation for Manzolino is that you got Castellanos coming up, rakes against lefties, blah, blah, blah. It's your point right there. How is he going to get a hitter out like that if he doesn't face him?
Yeah. So every time Nick Castellanos comes up, you got to pull him out of the game. Mm-hmm. Let him battle through. Do what he has to do. Cade Povich, we're looking at him based on just a lack of numbers as a guy who might be in your five-man rotation next year, or at the very least, talk about sixth, seventh inning guy, depending on the moves they make or Elias makes. He might be that guy. He could be like Keegan Aiken 2.0. Who knows?
Don't know. But I just from a starter standpoint, we got to go beyond five. If one thing we've learned from the last two seasons is you can't just say five-man rotation. I mean, that's what you work through during the season, but you're going to need seven, eight, maybe nine, pushing 10 names in that mix. So Cade Povich, he's in that mix. Do I want him penciled in somewhere in that first five? Ideally, no. Certainly no higher than five, but he's going to pitch for this team next year in meaningful innings. You're going to need him. So this is all about stockpiling, and anything you have in-house that you can lean on, you're going to do it.
And you and I both said earlier, and I'm sure most of our listeners agree, Pasayo Beavers, enough's enough. Get him up here. Let's see what the next 7 weeks have in store for them, because I would assume both will be part of the opening day roster. Mm-hmm. Or should be competing for opening day roster spots next year.
Here's a real wild thought just popped into my head. Because we're talking about the final 2 months being open tryout, essentially. All we're right. getting a look
Where's
at
my
guys.
Glove?
If that's a spring training-like mindset, do we see some spring training-like managing? Say, so-and-so gets a start at first base. Coby Mayo. Play him five innings. Take him out. Get another guy in there to finish the game at first? Do we start getting stuff like that where we're playing multiple guys at the same position? Or is that too risky when we start talking about injuries? Like when a spring training game, if things got real dire, both the managers could just say, hey, we're done here. We're calling it. We got enough work in today. Regular season, you got to abide by rules and parameters. I don't know if you want to risk things from an injury standpoint.
I don't get that liberal with the substitutions, but I hear what you're saying. I'd like to see, personally, Basayo Mayo just platoon at first base and get Mounty some right-handed DH cuts.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's
because
no
you
different.
Want him to do well because then whatever limited trade value he has now might increase a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And that's no different than, all right, Mayo starts on Monday, Basayo gets Tuesday, Mounty gets whatever. You know, you want to keep him on an even rest basis, whatever you end up doing. I guess that's no different than making changes in-game.
When we come back, we'll shift back to football, NFL lunch. Going to hear more from the coordinators who spoke yesterday. Ravens getting ready to get at it with the Colts at this joint practice at One Winning Drive. American League East report coming up around 1:15. And then Jeffrey Chedia, NFL.com, talk about the National Football League, and in particular, the AFC West. It looks to be a competitive division. Do the Chiefs finally have to look over their shoulders for someone taking their crown?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.